From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is declaring 25 counties in South Texas as potential disaster areas as Hurricane Alex swirls in the Gulf, taking aim at northern Mexico. NPR's John Burnett reports.
The National Weather Service has issued a hurricane warning for the southern tip of Texas and told residents to expect 6 to 12 inches of rain, strong winds, as well as tornadoes. The state of Texas has activated guardsmen, search and rescue teams, helicopters, cargo aircraft, airboats, and buses for potential evacuations. The current track has Alex making landfall well south of Brownsville late tonight or early Thursday. The National Hurricane Center says the storm may strengthen to a Category 2 later today with sustained minimum winds of 96 miles per hour. Alex is the first June Atlantic hurricane in 15 years in what's expected to be a busy storm season. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
American troops in Afghanistan have a new chief.
The ayes are 99, the nays are zero, and the nomination is confirmed.
Senator Roland Burris announcing the unanimous confirmation today of General David Petraeus. The former head of Central Command succeeds General Stanley McChrystal, who resigned after he and aides were quoted making disparaging remarks about some of the president's war advisors. Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan may wrap up her testimony by the end of the day as a Senate panel considers whether to confirm her. When asked about her approach to service on the high court, Kagan vowed to put politics aside.
I think what a judge should do is not to think about, you know, over the long haul, I want the law to move in this direction. I think what a judge should do is to take one case at a time.
Kagan was nominated to succeed retiring Justice John Paul Stevens. A commission set up by President Obama to address the federal government's long-term debt problem got a gloomy forecast today about the challenge facing them. NPR's Scott Horsley has details.
The head of the Congressional Budget Office warned commissioners the government's public debt has already ballooned in size to equal 40% of the overall economy, and it's likely to top 60% by the end of the year. CBO Director Doug Elmendorf says bringing that debt under control will require sizable tax increases, spending cuts, or a combination of the two. But he warns against taking action in the short run that could threaten the still fragile economy.
Enacting cuts in spending or increases in taxes right now would slow the recovery. But developing a plan, a credible plan for doing so now, would support the recovery by reducing the uncertainty.
The commission is scheduled to make recommendations on long-term budget fixes 1 month after the November elections. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
From Washington, this is NPR News. Men's number one seed Roger Federer is out of Wimbledon. He was defeated by Tomas Berdych of the Czech Republic. Federer called it a stunning loss.
I just felt like I couldn't create enough chances to really get the breakthrough. And then when I did have chances, I played poorly. So it was just a frustrating match.
Meanwhile, Rafael Nadal beat Robin Soderling today to advance. Clerical workers at the nation's largest pork complex in California have approved a strike resolution. Steve Julian of member station KPCC says if a strike occurs, it could wreak havoc on the nation's shipping business.
The vote comes after a union representing about 900 office workers failed to come to terms with the Coalition of International Shipping Companies. The vote does not call for a walkout date, but gives the union permission to strike if talks break down. Employees who earn about $40 an hour are fighting to keep jobs from going overseas. The union president said he's willing to accept new technology, but not if it moves jobs out of the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. Longshore leaders say their contract allows them to honor legitimate picket lines, so if the clerical workers strike, it may keep truck drivers from moving cargo out of the port. Negotiations will continue. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
Ford Motor Company, the only U.S. automaker to avoid bankruptcy last year, continues to show signs of financial strength. Today it announced it was reducing its debt by another $4 billion. Ford's forecasting what it calls a solid profit in 2010. Last year, it posted its first annual profit in several years, despite being in the thick of the recession. Company share prices rose about 5% in early trading. Dow's up 12. This is NPR.